Did you grow up with the NES, PlayStation, Star Wars, cartoons, and 80s TV? Do you like to think who would win in a fight between Batman and the Master Chief? Comics, games, movies, music, and TV, they're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back. They're gonna save the world of geeks. Movies, music, and TV, they're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back. They're gonna save the world of geeks. This week in geek. This week in geek.
Hey guys, what's going on? You are listening to This Week in Geek, and I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd. Well, guys, as you guys know, I love talking to interesting people, and I've had quite a number of interesting people on this show. And I've oddly made some friends in the adult industry, and we've talked to people from Digital Playground, we've talked to directors, we've talked to producers, and, well, we're going to add another list to Birdman's adult friends, and we're going to be talking with adult performer, director, producer, Tasha Rain, today, because, well, a chance conversation on Twitter about a year ago led to me and her just talking back and forth about randomly, of all things, My Little Pony. And I've done some bits about ponies and bronies over the course of my radio career over the last year, and I actually had a chance to talk about Tasha's movie, Tasha's Ponytails, a few months ago on the Vinnie White Show on News Talk 1010. Definitely the first time I've had a chance to talk about Pony Erotica on a national radio station. Certainly a highlight of my career. So I started talking with Tasha, and she offered me a chance to review her new movie. And I had just finished screening it, probably about 20 minutes ago, give or take. And I got her on the phone right now, as you can hear her giggling in the background. Without any further ado, let's welcome Tasha to the show.
Hey, what's up?
Not a whole lot. Had myself a very good day. I understand you're actually working right now, actually.
Well, I actually just finished working. I just wrapped a scene for a company called Naughty America, and I am done for the day, but I am in Las Vegas shooting content, so I come home tonight, and that gives me a couple hours here at the shoot house in Las Vegas.
Well, I suppose, Tasha, what we should do, as often I do with these interviews, we always get a chance to know the person behind the performer. And I kind of like to know, so how did your adult career start?
My adult career started in 2000 and I want to say the end of 2010, I was Playboy's Girl of the Pac-10 for UCLA. And then from there, I decided I wanted to go more extreme than nude modeling and become an adult performer with videos. And so I sought that route out and found an agency and showed them my Playboy pictures from some special edition magazines and from different work I did. And they said, oh, yeah, we'll make you an adult film actress.
So you've been in the industry more or less for about four
Almost.
Years or so. Yeah.
So, yeah.
So what are some of the weird and wonderful adventures you've had a chance to experience so far in this particular industry?
Some weird adventures?
Yeah.
nothing weird, unique, I guess. Like, every day is special and different, and I get to meet a lot of awesome people, and you know, I get to put on the show for my fans, and really, I feel like they, you know, appreciate the work that I do. I get to meet them when I feature dance, and I've made movies I'm really proud of, and just got to kind of, like, push my sexuality to a different level than I probably would have otherwise if I wasn't in the adult entertainment business.
Now, that's one of the things I've actually noticed is a very common theme in the people that I interview, particularly in the adult world. It's all about exploring your sexuality, kind of creating a very sex-positive environment, especially for women.
Yeah.
So, I guess I would ask you, over the last 4 years, more or less, of being involved in the adult industry, how have you seen things change for women over that time?
oh, you know, 4.5 years is or 3.5 years, not even, is not that long of a time for, you know, some sort of an evolutionary breakthrough in adult entertainment. I think we are just a really sex positive industry, and I'm lucky to be a part of, you know, I still feel like, even though I've been in for 3.5 years, I'm still a newbie compared to a lot of other women. And I think that every year they just make the whole, you know, feminist sex positive message come through a little stronger, and it's becoming more accepted, more mainstream with every adult actor or actress that, you know, makes a difference and shows that, you know, the adult business is something that everybody should not only watch in secret, but be knowledgeable about and able to, you know, speak confidently about. So I'm really, I'm proud to be part of it.
As part of the adult experience, you've had a chance to work with a number of different directors over that time, and I've actually seen you've done a few porno parodies during your career, and obviously with Ponytails being sort of a take off on that. Who are some of the people you like kind of working with in this industry? I mean, do you enjoy more like kind of story-driven content, or do you enjoy more straight-to-the-point stuff?
You mean Gonzo versus Features?
Yeah.
I like both of them. I think that they're different in their own way. Like, the Gonzo experience is more fun because it's easy and in a way, not in a way that you think, but the time and energy is just different because on a feature you have to spend days on end and hours on end, and there's a lot of script and dialogue, and the sex part is actually not that significant. But with the Gonzo, the whole point is to make, you know, the scene really important. So during that amount of time when you're giving all your energy, it's great, but then you get to go home and it's like, you know, you got a fun workout and made a great video, but the features really sometimes end up being great quality, so it's worth putting in that time and energy. It's really just kind of like what mood I'm in. Today we had a scene, and so it's kind of like, you know, we have a lead in, and there's a scenario set up and everything, and then just like pretty straightforward, basic sex, but it wasn't in a movie. It's just for the internet. So that's always a good day. And just, I enjoy everything that I do in adult. There's not really one I think I prefer. I like them both.
Now, one of the things that I've always really been kind of curious about the adult industry, and because I know you shoot a lot of content for your own website, how does the revenue model for that work? Like, because we do live in the age of piracy, and I do remember seeing a number of PSAs over the years from adult stars, like say Ron Jeremy, saying, "Hey, you know what? If you enjoy this, please pay for it." So I'm just kind of curious, like, how does piracy and all that affect your quote unquote bottom line?
Yeah, piracy is one of the worst things that's ever happened to the adult entertainment business. Every single year, as it increases and people steal, it takes away from the actors and actresses and really basically blocks them from being able to make revenue off of their own content or start their own site. But it's a very dense and complex situation, and it is something worth, you know, investigating and exploring. There's been recent coverage on it on Nightline. I did a little segment, and you can Google that and try to figure out, you know, what happened with the adult business and piracy and tube sites. But I think it's important to just, like, you know, get our fans media literate, get them aware, make sure that they know, you know, when they steal from music, mainstream, adult, anything, they are pirate, their thieves, and they need to realize that that's something that affects everybody, and it will affect them, the quality of the content that they get, and the quality of the performers as well. So it takes a definite toll.
Now, you mentioned something there, and that's something that I really want to hit upon. You mentioned about watchers being media kind of literate, and earlier this year, I think it was back in February, excuse me, an adult actress who attended a fairly prominent school. I can't remember the school off the top of my head.
It's called Duke University.
There we go. Now I feel stupid for not knowing that.
No worries.
And she was outed, and her classmates and everybody else treated her like absolute garbage because she's paying her own way through school and it's her choice. And you mm-hmm. responded by doing something with the Huffington Post. And I'd kind of like to get your thoughts and a summary of it for my listeners that may not necessarily be aware of what exactly happened.
Oh, well, her name's Bell Knox, and I'm a UCLA student. I graduate next week, actually, with my bachelor's, and I've lucked out. I go to a school that is very liberal. I live in Los Angeles, which is the hub of pornography, and the way that I have actually addressed my career and my academic career at UCLA has been a little bit different than, like, maybe Belle or the average adult actress, because I'm very, very proud of what I do, and I make sure that that comes across when I do interviews and when I'm in areas. I never hide. There's nothing that I want to, you know, I'm not trying to keep it a secret, and there's nothing wrong with women that don't want to make that their main focus when they're at school, but for me, it's been actually easier to say, hi, you know, yeah, I'm Tasha Raine, and I go to UCLA, and I'm an adult pornographic actress. Like, it's awesome, you know? So I just wanted to lend her my support and tell her that everybody is going to have an opinion about what you do, whether you're a school teacher or you're a porn star. So I just wanted to give her kind of some support from the adult entertainment business and just kind of let her know that, you know, all of us women are trying to, one movie at a time, break down the stereotypes and the stigmas attached to adults, and also to, you know, really empower women. And I wanted her to know she has other girls just like her. And so that's why I wrote that article.
Fantastic stuff. And I really think things definitely kind of changed her, because there were the outpouring of support across Twitter, Facebook, and any other social media platforms.
Yeah,
was outstanding.
Lots of people support her.
So I hope she got everything all figured out. It's one of those stories I kind of wish that I followed up on a little bit more closely.
Yeah, I didn't care for it. I thought it was very, like, still to this day, even to her, I'll tell her, it's just, like, the most sensationalized, ridiculous thing I've ever heard. It's 2014. We are all the body, the mind, and the soul. Like, it's just basic human instinct to understand that about a person, but I think just because of, like, the way we're socialized, it's become so controversial, and I think almost in some ways it's good it brought a discussion to the forefront, and then in other ways I really think it kind of perpetuates this nonsense that it's a big deal to be both smart and sexual. You know, people are stupid.
Yeah, I never got why people got kind of pissy about it. I'm like, you know what, it's not affecting you, why do you care?
Yeah.
But, well, we've talked about a lot of heavy things over about the past 12 or so minutes here. And I want to talk about your latest movie. The one that basically got us talking was Tasha's Ponytails. And obviously, the My Little Pony phenomenon, it's everywhere. There's bronies in popular media. There's ones in sports. There's basically bronies everywhere. It's a cultural phenomenon you can't get away from. So I'd like to know, how do you fit into all this?
That's a good question. I actually, although I am absolutely a My Little Pony fan, I don't think that that's what really triggered me to make that movie. I read this book called The Trilogy of Sleeping Beauty by Anne Rice, and it's a lot of pony play and a lot of, like, very taboo sex. And that's really what made me think of turning girls into ponies, was this Anne Rice novel. It's like this erotica. It's very dirty. It's something that's, like, way beyond 50 Shades of Grey. It's hot, and I highly recommend it. So kind of in combination with that, and then just, like, the fact that I like the aesthetics of bright colors and glitter and things from the cartoon, I just decided that I would create this toy line, Tasha's Rainbow Pony Plugs, and then incorporate those and base the whole movie around them, and it kind of took off from there. So I was just inspired by a lot of different things, and I'm really proud of that title, because it was fun to make, it was creative, it was weird, it was just different than the norm.
And you just seemed to strike gold at just the right time, because when this came out, this was very late last year, right?
I think it was the January of this year, maybe?
Okay, so My Little Pony Season 4 was already starting to roll. More people were becoming more and more aware of it. So I'm curious, how have sales been like for this particular title?
Actually, it's my number one selling adult movie from Rain Productions, and it's already in, like, I want to even say it's in its third replication, and it's only been, like, 5 months. It's crazy. People love this title. It's, like, popular internationally as well. I think I sold something to Japan the other day, like, in a hotel, and it goes all over the world on DVD, and it's just very, I don't know, my distributor wants me to make a Ponytails too. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I want to do that again, but I definitely have fun.
I definitely will say this as someone who's a pony fan, and I'm an adult male, what more can I say? It was a lot of fun, and I was actually very happy with the way you guys paid attention to detail. You had cutie marks, you made subtle references to the show, and I'm thinking, you know what? You actually cared, and I think that's what sets almost porn parodies or homages above other things, and maybe that's where I kind of like the adult industry, is when people really, really, really care about a product, and I definitely got the vibe from that in this particular movie.
Oh.
Yeah. So, just thumbs up, for sure.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Now, some of the people that you had a chance to work with, I would like to know a little bit more about Jessa, because I was watching the behind-the-scenes special features, which is something I wish more DVDs would include. Seems like a real sweetheart, and she would be like that on set the entire way through.
Yeah, Jessa Rose is a fun girl. She's been in more than a few of my movies just recently. Daddy's Little Groupie, Dear Diary, I Love Sex. I enjoy using her because she's stunning, and she's a good performer. She's charismatic on set. She's like, you know, like any girl, we have our ups and our downs, but for the most part, I think she's solid, and she definitely she is a dream girl, probably for a lot of guys.
Yeah, she definitely has that kind of girl next door kind of vibe from her.
Yeah.
She's fun. Another person that I noticed that was in your movie, I know him from something else. He works with Axel Braun a lot. Xander Corvus, I think, is the guy's name. I know him as Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And he seems like he'd be a barrel of laughs on set, too.
Oh, Xander is one of my favorite characters. He's hilarious. He's fun. And, like, obviously, for more than just the obvious reason, he's amazing. I love him.
So, what is next for you? Because you do run your own production company. Like, do you want to stay in front of the camera more often? Would you rather be behind it? Or what's next?
That's a good question. I enjoy performing still, and I'm young, and I'm just playing around, so I think I'm going to continue that. At least for Europe after graduation next month, and I'm going to be gone for a few months. So
oh, wow.
I don't know what I'm not sure. I'm kind of in one of those areas in my life where I'm just kind of like, what am I going to do? And I'm in my 20s, and I just want to party, and I want to just go live life, and I almost don't really care that much. I just want to have fun.
Well, you're definitely living the dream. The fact that you get to take up for Europe for months is astounding. And honestly, Tasha, I wish you the best of success. I hope your career continues to skyrocket. And I'm going to say, you should make a Ponytails too. It would be awesome.
You're so sweet. Thank you so much for interviewing me. This was so much fun.
Anytime. All right, I want you to hold the line for just a second. All right, guys, that was my interview with Tasha Rance. Definitely one of the more upbeat people that I've definitely talked from the adult industry. She's smart, sexy, fun, knows exactly what she wants. And the fact she gets to take off for Europe after graduation, you know what I did after graduation? I went to go play Mario Kart. I think I'd rather have her time instead. But anyway, guys, stay tuned for more interviews here on This Week in Geek as the summer continues. We're going to try and kick up production, as we often do. As always, we have the topic show for the month of May, which will be Marvel's X-Men franchise, looking at the Days of Future Past and more. Also, more Nerd News Networks, more prototypes coming up, and all sorts of fun goodies if you're into nerdy and odd stuff like I am. Anyway, guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard, and I'll talk to you guys again next time, right here on ThisWeekInGeek.net.
Wanna see me make bubbles with my spit? Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show.
So don't miss it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my God, there's snot on my face.
And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub. And I'm not a join. What the f*** does that mean? F*** that. 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F*** you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
Okay, I'm good, Geico.
Holy shit. Oh my gosh, freak, die, holy crap, whoa, where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random, I don't know, maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content, as well subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by @replying to @thisweekingeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Prono Bozo at PronoBozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.